Hi!
Hello, and welcome to
Killing Time
with Bryn and Malaika,
episode 23.
Wow, I feel like we're all grown up.
Nobody likes you when you're 23.
Oh my God. I'm having deja vu.
Nobody likes you when you're 23.
I don't remember what I was like at 23, to be honest. I was probably at the pub getting trashed.
Same.
Yeah. Like drinking beer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The proverbial pub.
Yeah, exactly. Wouldn't dream of drinking beer. In fact, I tried to drink a lot of beer at a Nets game recently because I had this this thing where you got 8 beer coupons with your ticket. And have you ever tried drinking 8 tall boys?
Oh.
Mate, after 3, I was actually sozzled.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's like eating like 2 loaves of bread.
And I felt so fat and sick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like so carby.
So carby and gross. So 23, drinking pints.
Pints.
Bathing in this gorgeous candlelight.
Ooh.
But the beautiful daylight is seeping in through the window.
Shout out daylight saving time.
Woo! I panicked when I was out on Saturday night
because
I was
like,
oh my God, how is it 3 a.m.? Yeah, that it's was cool. Real.
It's a mind beep.
It's a mind beep. So
I was out on Saturday.
Oh.
Okay. I wasn't watching SNL live.
Oh, you what? You were out at the club?
I was out. I wasn't at a club, though. That's going too far.
Okay. Excuse me. Well, you know me with my young boyfriend.
Well, yeah.
I do be going to the club.
I forget he's younger.
He's a little bit younger.
Just a tiny bit.
Just a tiny bit.
Enough that it counts.
Enough that it counts.
Social life-wise.
Yeah. Because I'm telling you that when I was Blake's age, I was definitely at the club.
Yeah.
So where were you on Saturday night?
I was at a friend's birthday party and it was a house party.
We love a house party.
Yeah. Although we love a house party in LA more than we do in New York because New York house parties are tiny.
That is true.
I was so overwhelmed when I first got there because I was just like, oh my God, there's not even 1 inch.
No, you can't move.
Yeah. And then there's one bed because there's only one bedroom in New York.
Right.
And everybody throws their coat on it.
And also we've moved past the era of roommates.
Yes.
So back in the day, you could be okay because you'd have multiple bedrooms. Not anymore.
No.
Hope it wasn't a studio.
No, okay. No.
I like a good London house party.
Oh.
The parties that do not end.
Oh my God. Yeah. So the break of dawn.
And longer.
Oh.
But,
my days.
Oh, my days, innit? Oh, my days. Bryn sent me the weirdest thing today. It was like what the queen would look like if she were a chav. And I was just watching it like, yeah, okay, but this isn't real because this is like young Lizzie as a young chav. It was so weird. Also, I was really insulted by the eyebrow piercing. And also, you know the piercing above the lip? That was very big. Was that a thing here?
Not as much, no.
Who's the girl that would do Cash Me Outside?
Oh my God, what Bad Baby.
Yeah, she had one of those, didn't she?
She did.
That she's very chav.
Cash Me Outside, how about that?
Yeah, she is the epitome of chav.
She's American, though.
Yeah, I know, but she's really doing chav, right?
Crazy. I just remember Lady Sovereign.
Oh, mate, I love Lady Sovereign. Oh, God. That made it here?
Yeah, somehow.
I love when things like that make it.
So random.
Make it over to the USA.
If you love me, then thank you. And if you hate me, then fuck you.
I haven't heard anyone reference Lady Sovereign in a very long time.
What's the hook of that song, the chorus?
I don't
love
remember.
Me, I hate me.
Oh my God.
Obsession.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I hate that song. Did you guys ever get So Solid Crew?
I don't know what that is.
That's the real That's the real
real heads only.
I don't know about real heads only, but it's definitely like UK fam.
Well, did you guys get Krayshawn?
You know, today on TikTok, I saw this video of ninth. Look, whatever. Okay, I'm going to reference TikTok till the day I die.
Yeah.
It was a video of kids' favorite songs in the 90s.
Mm.
And it was so good. A little bit of TLC and A Scrubs.
Yes.
Somebody was really bashing Britney.
Oh. I don't like that.
Yeah, that was a bit of Boys to Men. It was just so good. I need to find the video and send it to you. It was like very, you know when MTV used to look grainy?
Yeah.
It was like that. It was giving VHS.
Fun.
So speaking of celebs.
Oh, wait. Before we even dive into that.
Yeah.
Just wanted to wish you a happy belated International Women's Day.
Oh. You know it's bad when I'm laughing out of the mic.
The real pandemic.
Bruv, can we dissect? God, why didn't you tell me about this earlier? I would have come with receipts.
Oh.
Okay. What the actual fuck, though? Like, that was truly horrific. I never want to see that ever again.
Wait, what are you talking about right now?
All those posts on Instagram. I thought it was insulting. I loved your grid. Because it was people that I actually like. That's why.
Also, like, I took time to, like, interview those people and photograph them.
No, you had a beautiful grid with beautiful photos by your beautiful friend, Kobe.
Now, people be using those photos. Like,
I know people do
headshots.
People do be using
They're in the
photos.
New York Times.
But those photos are in the New York
not
Times.
Not actually. But any other outlet that doesn't send a photographer to your house, I'm like, oh. There's a Kobe shot.
So I took note of this sort of complaint that you have. And
it's not a complaint. I'm glad to see it. Although I'm like, can we at least bring image crediting back? I know there's no work for photographers
Here's
anymore.
My thing that I think it is. I think I'm sure a lot of it is people pulling those pictures from people's Instagram.
Yeah.
Because Kobe's pictures are good.
Yeah.
Flattering.
Yeah.
Just want you to know that I got some pictures of myself last week for press.
Oh, I saw your selfie on
the on my way.
Yeah. You look so pretty.
Sometimes I get dressed up. Not despite how I look today. Yes, I will be launching those pictures shortly.
Wow.
No, I won't. But like if someone needs a pic.
No, and people be needing pics.
Okay, so this is what happened.
Yeah.
Because I'm just making fun of you. I know you're not annoyed. I people keep asking me for pics. I'm like, well, I can't just use the same picture every time.
I know.
And also because I work in that industry, I know that it would be really unfair to Kobe. Especially if it's like a big outlet.
Well, the thing is that the big outlets don't want to pay for custom photography.
It's
they don't bother
of
at all.
Crazy.
Even when I got interviewed by the New York Times, they were like, "Do you have a headshot?" And I was like, "Can't you send somebody? Like, come on, you're the New York Times. This is gonna go in print."
And that is so cheap.
I know.
Oh my God.
Every outlet does it, and I'm like, I feel bad for. I'm not even pressed that they're using my photos. Like. I'm just like, it's so lazy. But media really do be dead.
Well, I think just people have no money.
I know. But I'm like, shell out like $200. I don't know.
$200? Who's taking a picture for $200?
You'd be surprised.
Damn. Send me their number. Shit.
Well,
I gather.
No. I'm saying $200 for rights to an image.
To like give it. Yeah. But see that. Okay. We're really getting into the weeds here. But like having worked at so many magazines, it don't go down like that.
I know. At first.
Yeah.
When I would write something for Harper's.
Yeah.
I'm like, I know you guys are paying a ton of money for Getty images.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know you're going to use some of Kobe's images.
Yes. Yeah.
Can you pay him? And they would.
Yeah.
Which is really nice.
Yeah, that is nice.
But then I kind of just stopped asking. because I was just like, ugh, people like give me a hard time every single time.
Yeah.
But I try to be the champion for the photographers out here because my boyfriend's one. And I know that it's hard out here.
It is. It's hard.
But meanwhile, I'm getting paid like $200 for an article. So
it's hard for everybody in the media. But I did think, all right, well, I have enough photographer friends. Let me call some you favors. Could,
yeah, pull in the favors.
You know,
I need to do what you're doing because I've been sending out that's the same headshot for everything. Listen,
yeah, God bless my friend Louisa Upaleski, who took pictures for me. She got like, we got like a range.
Hey.
Like I wore multiple outfits.
Oh, you did a costume change?
Oh, I mean, you know, it's me. I had to be extra.
Were you on set?
Yeah, plus she's extra too.
Yeah,
so it was like fun. Two extra as hell people doing random shots. I was like, God, these are too good to go to like shitty outlet.
I know.
That's sad. Anyway. Yeah.
Well, it's good to have in your back pocket.
Okay, well, that's some good ammo for next year's International Women's Day.
Happy International Women's Day. I always have the worst day.
On like, Happy International Women's
year
Day?
Year over year.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I think it's just God telling me something.
Yeah, he's communicating with you.
Yeah.
Okay.
2021, worst International Women's Day really? Of my life. I can't go into it.
Okay. Let's not go into it.
Some shit went down. I was like, are you fucking... I'm like, you come to me on this, the day of International Women's Day.
I wonder what God's saying. Maybe, anyway.
Maybe okay. That he's a big fat misogynist.
Yeah, man. What he's actually saying is you need to move beyond the stereotype. Move beyond the border. Push the boundaries.
Well, turn International Women's Day into a lifestyle.
That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
Can I just ask, though, how you feel about... There's a lot of commotion, and I just feel like it's done in a really kind of... I guess it's kind of a tough one, isn't it? I don't know. I don't know how I feel about International Women's Day. It sort of feels like a giant joke.
I was just about to say it feels like a joke.
I was like, oh, really?
Kind of a slap in the face.
It was very watch industry.
Watch industry. It's like the watch industry created international. You know how they say the candy companies invented Halloween?
It's totally that.
The watch industry invented International Women's Day. To sell more, I don't know what.
Little pink watches. I totally agree because there was no other subsection of my Instagram that was going that hard.
Yes. They go every on Twitter, people are like, Happy International Women's Day.
Yeah.
On Instagram, like all my like stupid friends are like being sarcastic.
Yeah. Me too. Like it was a joke.
When you enter in the vortex of watch Instagram, you're like, it's so earnest. And sometimes I even lose myself in it. And I'm like, oh, I'm being awfully serious. And I mean, think there's no better event to gauge that vibe besides International Women's Day.
There was zero sarcasm.
Yes, there's not a droplet.
Typical behavior from me. Not interacting, not engaging, not taking part. I think I like posted one picture from your grid and was like, okay, goodbye. That's all for me.
Yeah. Well, you have the luxury to do that. You're not running a women's watch platform.
I am not running a women's watch platform.
I'm like, I have to do this. But
no, of course you have
to. Yeah, yeah. But it does, I was getting a haircut.
It's like, you know. It would be weird if you were like a drugstore ignoring Christmas. Kind of like the same thing. You got to just lean into the holidays, babe.
I'm like a corporate. Yeah.
No, you're not corporate.
You got to go by the cal.
You got to go by the cal. And that's just the way it goes.
That's just the way it is.
So, okay, moving on from...
IWD.
I was actually really triggered by IWD. It was just too much for me. Because frankly, I was like, this is such bullshit, like virtue signaling from within.
Yeah.
Like that's why it was so bad.
Yeah.
Because it was like women just oh, it was so awkward. And also being a woman who's like seriously on the inside of it, I was like, yeah, because this is going to do a world of good.
Well, it's just funny because you can count the amount of women in the watch industry on like two hands.
Oh, but during IWD, there were hundreds of women in the watch industry.
All coming out of the woodwork.
I was like, I've never seen these names.
Well, I went to a Red Bar event. I went to a bona fide watch meetup, like a real one. But I was just reminded because I feel like we're in such a vacuum with our little events where it's like, oh, is he you? Is he like a JJ? Is he?
Yeah.
But like a real watch meetup.
That's like, a different. I mean, I wouldn't know because I don't go to them.
Well, I went because, you know, Kathleen, she invited me. She said it's a women's thing. And yeah. I was like, oh, there are like no women here, though. There are a few. There was a turnout, but it's just funny because it's just pockets of the culture.
I think I might have to start interacting and being nicer to people.
In the watch industry? Yeah. Well, that's kind of why I went. And not that I was not being nice before, but I was just like, well, I mean, this is like a huge part of the watch culture. It's like watch meetups.
Yeah. I think the, like, because we're coming at it from different places.
Yeah.
So, like, it makes sense for you to go to that. I think for me, I think
you're good. You're, because your job.
I think I would have a nervous breakdown if I went to more than like one watch event.
I kind of did have a nervous breakdown. Yeah.
Like,
not because of the meetup.
Okay. Just in general. IWD.
Instead of vowing to go to more watch events, I need to get out more. That is not to things that are not watching. I know. Now because I'm such a homebody.
Yeah, yeah.
The only socializing I do is like related to work.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, like I'm like, oh, I went out because I went to a dinner and it was a watch dinner.
That's what
I know.
I know, because this is what happened to me.
Yeah.
And then one day I told you, King Blake was like, yo, you need to get out of the house and see your friends. This is not okay.
It's not.
And I think I was losing my
marbles.
My sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I definitely felt that.
And so, you know, now I'm trying to make a conscious effort to see people outside of the watch industry. It makes me depressed. If I'm really just being frank, watch events can really get to me because I then feel like I've lost a sense of who I am.
Yeah.
Totally forgotten who I am. Complete identity crisis.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, bro?
Oh, yeah.
Like, it's different when I hang out with you. Because you're the kind of person that I could easily bump into elsewhere.
Yeah.
But like, am I bumping into people from Red Bar outside of that? No. This is no shade. I'm just
saying.
It's
not shade.
We're just like really not typical watch people.
Yeah.
And so it's like, I don't know, maybe I'm morphing into a watch person.
Although when I go out, and is it like this for you? Nowadays, people only want to talk about watches with me.
They do. But then, I mean, it happened to me on Saturday night multiple times with people that I have known before I was doing watches.
Yeah. You're like, hey.
And I'm like,
you're like, eyes up here.
I'm like, eyes up here. And also, like, I can talk about other shit too.
Yeah. You're like, Ice Spice.
Yeah. Or I'm like, hello. I don't know, Prada Spring Summer 97 as the reference. And I'm like, I don't just know about Cartier. But one of my friends, Amanda, I was out on Saturday night. It must have been like 3 a.m. And she's like, so anyway, I was really thinking about getting this Piaget.
Stop.
And I was like, oh! Big up to her for having excellent taste there, because she described the watch and it did sound amazing.
Nice.
But I was like,
vintage, of course.
Yeah, vintage, stand dial.
Oh.
Yeah, Carl stand dial.
Woo.
But I was just like, what?
I know.
Having an out-of-body experience with Socialista talking about Piaget watches.
Yeah.
It was so crazy.
One of my friends had to like check herself because she was like, I was, you know, at a party when you just see so many people and you're like, ah!
Yeah.
And then you're like, no, but we should actually like get together and get lunch.
Yeah, yeah. I fucking hate that shit. Yeah.
She was like, no, but we should actually get together. And I really want to talk to you about me getting a watch and other things.
But like, okay, that's the other thing. I get a lot of DMs. I mean, I'm sure you get them all day, but like, let's remember that you're dime piece and I am just living my normal existence on Instagram. Yeah. Oh, my friend wants to get a watch. What do you suggest? I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. Do you see client services written underneath my name?
You're like, here's the invoice. You could invoice like, me.
Yeah. If you want to pay, sure, I'll tell you. Consulting.
I know. Well, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, it's fine. Obviously, if you're a friend of mine, I'm happy to help. But it does just get a bit like, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm trying to have my margarita.
They're like, okay, people are being like, well, what's on the wrist tonight?
Oh my God, every time! But also, what really killed me was that one of Blake's best friends texted him being like, damn, I didn't know Malaika was so in it with the watch thing. Like, his girlfriend met some photographer who does watch stuff and she knew who Malaika was without us even having to say.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, because the industry is made of 30 people.
Yeah.
Like,
of course.
Duh.
I know. That happens to my boyfriend, you know, has all his skater friends. Yeah. And they like look at me different now because they're like, oh, watches. Because all of them are watches are just getting bigger also.
Yeah.
So it's like more at the top of people's minds. And then they see us and we're like a conduit to like them getting their Rolex president.
Well, it's also like an easy chat.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I also, for that reason, I'm grateful.
Yeah, like it's a really easy thing, especially if you're at a party and, you know, you break the ice with a little.
Oh, yeah, what's on the wrist?
Yeah, it's very that though. But it's always guys who ask me that for some reason.
Yeah, well, what's on the wrist tonight?
Yeah, yeah. And I'm like, same old fucking watch. maybe I'll tell. Although the collection is growing.
It do be growing.
But yeah, God, that turned into a whole God knows how long conversation.
Wow, air out the grievances before we talk about the Oscars.
We needed to talk about ourselves.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that you're going out more.
Yeah, goes to a party once.
No, I think it's really important.
No, I mean, I had that realization on literal International Women's Day. I was like, why do I feel so bad?
But also, I think it's probably like that in most industries, right? Like, I remember even before watches, all my friends are still in fashion, a lot of them. And like, not all of them, but a lot of them. And I was always hanging out with other fashion people, and that can make you get fucking insane too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it just like, I guess that was different though, because it felt more like me and my people.
Yeah. And it also spans a wider range of, like, there are so many people into fashion.
And also, like, I felt like I could be myself.
Yeah.
And that's what I find really challenging. And there are so many cool watch people that I've met.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm always, like, very self-aware in this situation.
You have to be careful.
Mate, I know. Because, you know. You never know who's listening.
I know. It's kind of scary.
Whereas in fashion, people will just say anything.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Well, not anything, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can be a bit scandal.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's okay. In fact, it's encouraged.
It's an industry built on scandal.
And we love a little scandal.
Yeah. Well, even on my fucking Us Weekly style Oscar coverage on my Instagram.
Yes.
I'm like, am I... But I'm TMZ right now. Like, this is what it's stooped to.
Yeah.
TMZ. I'm like staying at home watching a 4-hour-long program.
Mate, I was doing the same.
We all were doing it. I know we were all on Getty Images, just like refreshing. I was like, I wonder if Rihanna has a watch on under her sleeve. Salivating at the mouth.
I was actually, I had it on in the background. But again, I can't help it. When I look at a red carpet, I really am just like so much more drawn to what the person's actually wearing. Yeah. Like, I just can't help it. Like, and then I'm like, oh shit.
Eyes train. It's muscle memory at this point.
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, I just want to talk about that outfit. I know. Like, I was writing, I was like looking at the captions in the article, and all I wanted to do was talk about the outfit.
Yeah.
And it hurts. Oh. My heart hurts. And that's why we're going to do our own Oscars style coverage tonight.
We're putting on our Joan Rivers.
Yeah, fuck it. Let's put on our Joan Rivers. It's early in the week. It's raining.
It's Monday, to be exact.
Yes, okay. Well, I was going to be ambiguous.
Nope. I want the audience to know we're bringing out the energy on a Monday.
It's Monday. It is raining.
Yeah.
I was stuck at 42nd Street for 20 minutes in the train, which
bloody
is,
shame.
Which is, so that's the tone. So we got loads of shit to spill.
And we've only talked for 30 minutes about nothing.
Have we? Oh, I love when we do that. Okay, so are we just going to go right in? Or are we going to do your little...
It's the 92nd annual.
Is it? Oh my God, 90 Jimmy seconds? Kimmel is not funny.
They have to pick people who are so safe.
That was not funny.
It was way funnier than whoever did the Golden Globes.
Oh, I didn't watch that.
Oh, God.
Who did the Golden Globes?
I don't even remember.
Okay. So let's start with our queen, because let's start on a high.
Yeah.
Let's start with Michelle Yeoh.
Oh, man.
And I was really, really, really worried that she wasn't going to wear an RM.
Really?
Because I was like, if this bitch doesn't come to the carpet wearing a watch tonight, because sometimes she doesn't.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to be so upset.
You're like, there goes the scoop.
Yeah. And I was like, that's it. That's all we have.
I know. Give us something. We are eating.
Because.
Feed us, mother.
Feed us. Because I had sort of been deep in my fashion theory book.
Oh.
Having a little think about the total evolution of like the red carpet.
Uh-huh.
And I wrote a tiny opinion piece on pay to play in Hollywood, where I was kind of explaining how, you know, watch brands also pay in the same way that big designers like Armani Privé and Dolce, it's like all pay to play. And so, you know, we complain, but like, it's no coincidence that everybody's wearing the same brand. So let's just call it what it is.
Mm-hmm. Pay to play.
It's pay to play, honey.
Everyone on the red carpet wearing a watch.
And you know it's pay to play when the watch is over the sleeve of a Versace gown. Oh
my God. That was so bad.
I was like, I didn't know how.
Also, I literally don't think I'll ever figure out who Ariana DeBose is.
I mean, I don't know who she is, but I was like, honey, couldn't you have just worn something that like didn't have long sleeves if it's that important? You can't do that.
I hope she's getting a fat check.
And I was like, listen, not that I'm super into your dress, but Donatella did not envision that for you.
Also, not for nothing. Getting that loaner watch all scuffed up on the little gems.
Mate, I was actually unwell.
That's
from that.
Why I was like, gun to my head, I have to post this on Instagram because so many people are sending it to me and I kind of have to be positive right about it.
Okay. And I don't have to say shit about, you know what? You know me, I'm loose. And you keep it tight if you need, but I'm going to be loose. Listen. I don't want to see a single watch over a single sleeve ever again.
Oh my God, is that because I made my infographic?
No.
I feel like I do things and then you're like, fuck you, bitch. And I'm like, I'm just asking because people ask.
I'm very supportive of a lot of your infographics, yeah. Bryn.
My one infographic.
Listen, I'm your number one cheerleader, yeah, second to like a couple of people. But because I'm not that active. But you're not the first person, obviously, who has, like, brought this to my attention.
Oh, no.
No. Just do not do it. This is my advice to everybody.
Yeah.
If you're thinking about wearing a watch over your sleeve, the answer is no. And there I said it.
Oh, my God.
It's so bad. I've never seen it look good. And especially, listen, it's one thing if it's, like, your sweater and it's the daytime. Yeah, nobody cares.
Yeah.
Are you seriously wearing a watch over your Versace like embroidered gown?
Insane.
Come on.
And that watch too.
Oh my God. I felt, I just, I could, And that's when I was like, I'm so upset that I can't call this out.
Yeah.
Because at my previous job,
yeah,
like I remember doing this kind of coverage and I could just say
whatever.
Yeah. And I would just go for
yeah.
it. And so this was like, oh my God, how do I contain myself?
I know. Not good.
It was bad.
It was really bad.
It was bad.
But I like saw it and I was like, I feel like I just, this is one where I just have to take the L.
And I know that you are a woman of taste.
I don't know.
And I was like, I don't look at that post and think, oh my God, I can't believe Brynn thinks that's cool.
Well, that's
cool.
Part of why I'm having like a breakdown sometimes because I'm like, no. I have to be so earnest on Dime Piece.
But I know.
It's like, no. It's not even about you. But part of my International Women's Day breakdown.
IWD.
Was I just like, part of what I have to do is like be really like supportive even when things are like bad.
Oh, yeah. But does anybody, is that kind of an insecurity of your own?
I think so.
Because I didn't think anyone sees it like that.
Whatever. It's getting too in the weeds of my psyche.
Yeah. Okay. Well, all I want you to know is I didn't look at that post and think, I can't believe Brynn thinks
like loser.
Good. Here's the thing. In that funny Hodinkee do's and don'ts thing, I made it very clear to never ever wear a watch over your sleeve unless you are the kind of person
like Agnelli
that can get away with doing stuff like that because it's your like
you gotta be fabulous.
Yeah, come on, like there's always an exception to the rule.
Yeah,
Ariana, whatever her name is, not the exception to the rule.
Well, after posting Ariana, I was like, I have to do something that's like true to me or else I'm gonna die.
Yeah.
Okay, and when I saw the Daniel Kwan.
Oh, yes.
I was like, that's his name, right?
I didn't remember.
Again, all these people, I'm like, I'm discovering them for the first time ever.
Well, yeah. Although, it's like that sometimes.
Like you look at old red carpet.
And you know like, everyone. 2000s,
everybody from my mom to a 12-year-old, they know. Like culture used to be, and we've talked about this, it used to be so transcendent.
Yes.
But now it's so like, you're just like, I've never seen any of these movies. I don't know who these people are. Mm. Why is Cara Delevingne presenting an award?
She did look stunning. I couldn't believe it. And I just love Cara Delevingne because I really don't love her, but I love that she is just so posh. Like every time I was watching her teeter on stage and then I was like, wait till that bitch opens her mouth. Poshest accent you've ever had.
Oh, my God.
Oh, tonight we're here. And I was like, oh, can't hide where you're from, can you? She did look good. Okay. Cara Delevingne, what was she doing there? Who knows? She's acting again.
I was like, why is a model here?
She's acting
it's
again.
Hollywood's biggest night.
She's
acting. Whatever. What's his name? Daniel Kwan?
The Daniel Kwan, the director, yeah. The Apple Watch.
Yeah, I was like, come on, bro. Why are you wearing an Apple Watch on your what's arguably the biggest night of your life?
I did agree with that post.
Oh my God, I was worried you're going to be like, it's okay.
Mate, no, like, it's not okay. Take it off. Don't wear it. What are you measuring your steps?
He's got to get the heart rate monitored.
Come on, bro.
That's like, I've seen people.
I actually think it's disrespectful.
It is. Yeah. And people, like, I was like.
It's like going up to the stage with your phone.
No, literally.
Literally.
It's like, no, it's like.
I saw the hate in the comment.
People were so pressed. And I'm like, I'm not attacking him.
Okay, but here's the thing. And I think, this is what I actually think. You know what I think, Brynny?
What?
I've noticed that you have a very supportive fan base and community.
Yeah.
But you post a lot of archival imagery.
Yeah.
Which tends to get like less of a reaction.
Yeah, because it has the nostalgia factor.
Yeah. When people post contemporary celebrity pictures, and yes, if it's on Hodinkee, they will burn and die in hell.
Yeah, pillage.
But even like someone like you with such a supportive, like, little group of fans, like people got some, they really feel a type of way about like celebs.
Well, I'm really happy that people feel like they need to defend somebody that they don't know.
I mean, it beats me. I was like, what is he doing wearing that
I was like, he's accepting the Oscar for Best Director for a film that's going to win Best Film. And he's wearing a goddamn Apple Watch. That's like people getting married in their Apple Watch, which I haven't seen. But my friend was like, at a party, again, everybody wants to talk. I mean, they're like, Bryn, what are your thoughts on Apple Watches? They're disgusting, right? And I'm like, well, yeah, I don't know. They're just different. And they're like, I've seen some butch lesbians getting married and one of them has the Apple Watch and her little white tux.
I'm kind of obsessed with that.
And I'm like, it's giving.
Yeah, that's giving it. Okay, but the Oscars?
I know.
That's awful.
People were like, let him cook. He just won an Oscar. And I'm like, it doesn't have to do anything but with that.
What will be really iconic is in like 30 years' time when we look back at that picture and we're like, what's that relic on his wrist?
Yeah, I know. Somebody was like, he's going to look back in 30 years. That thing's going to be in a landfill.
Totally. But it was very like, oh, you're going up to the stage with your phone.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Are you expecting a call?
And then... Sorry, you might miss a notification.
Yeah, like, excuse me. I just... Oh, poor guy there.
No, but then somebody was like, it's almost become lamer to make fun of an Apple Watch than it is to even wear an Apple Watch. And I'm like, no, I don't care. Like, people can wear them. People can track their stuff.
I wear one when I'm running.
Yeah.
That's
different.
I don't give a shit if you wear an Apple Watch.
Who cares?
Truly. But just don't wear one at the Oscars.
Period.
Or even like to a red, any gala, any cocktail.
It's not day to night. Day to night.
I said it once. I'll say it again. No NATO. No Apple Watch.
No over the sleeve.
Yes, not after sundown, especially. So rude. Listen, if somebody came to dinner with me and there was a white tablecloth and they had an Apple Watch on...
Not that. If I'm at 11 Madison Park.
Yes.
And you pull out your Apple Watch as you dip your bread in that butter russi.
Yeah. No. All right. Who are we going to talk about next?
And
I really need to talk about...
the Panerai.
Okay. First of all, Hong Chow.
Did you see the whale? By the way,
I didn't. I really
people are like, oh my God, have you seen it? I'm like, no, I'm never gonna see that.
Like,
movie.
I really want to see it, but I'm freaked out.
I'm never gonna see
it. Like, to be honest, because I think that's the kind of movie where I'd go and like freak myself out.
I know,
but I'm not surprised that he won the Oscar because that's the kind of role that's like all consuming.
Oh my God, it's like method acting.
Yeah, it reminds me of when what's his name, RIP, did Truman Capote.
Philip Seymour
Hoffman. It's like that kind of thing where they get
I miss him.
Me too. Icon, truly.
What a king.
Forever king. Oh my God. But when you know when it's like serious leading role.
Yeah.
So he deserved that.
Yeah. Also we love a redemption arc.
And I think you know that is so funny because you know what I'm remembering? I went to a movie premiere just post COVID, I want to say. It was that movie with Julia Fox was in it. And it was...
Uncut Gems?
No. It was kind of more...
She was in another movie?
She was in another movie. It was like a big movie. It'll come to me. And I had a little celebrity client in it. And I saw Brendan Fraser at the party.
Was he looking big boy?
Huge. And I was with a table of my friends and I was like, why is he so fat? What the fuck happened? And now I know. But we were all shook.
I know. Well, then photos started like trickling.
Yeah. But I remember being like, ew. And now I get it, poor guy.
Not the fat phobia.
But you know what I'm saying? But like, imagine the commitment to the cause.
I know.
And what was he wearing?
Omega. Omega dominates red carpet placement.
Yeah.
Like that's their bread and butter, I guess.
Well, what's hilarious is that Rolex has the green room.
What's hilarious is that Rolex ad.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh my God.
I must have been asleep or in the toilet.
My mom texted my mom texted me and she's like, "What is that?"
Well, anyway, they're like a sponsor.
Yeah. Well, yeah, maybe it would be too on the nose if everybody was wearing the sponsor watch.
They don't.
Nobody was wearing a Rolex.
They don't do that in the same way. It's Rolex. They have a green room.
Yeah.
And let's leave it at that. Omega be dominating.
Everybody. I mean, you can rely on the press. I can always rely on the PR email from Cartier and Omega.
No, two people had a Cartier watch.
Yeah. Oh, that cutie Paul messed up.
God, he's so hot.
Did you see After Sun?
I haven't seen After Sun.
Oh, it's so good.
I need to see it, but you
see it by yourself.
Okay. Yeah. Got it. Noted.
Don't see it with Blake.
Got it.
He'll be like, what is this?
Yeah, no. I'm getting that.
Jared was like, what are you going to see? And I'm like, nothing.
You know what I did love?
What?
Conversations with Friends. Or was it Normal People?
Yeah, Normal People.
Oh, yeah.
That came out during the pandemic.
Yeah, which is the one? Is that where they go away on holiday, Conversations with Friends?
That's, yeah.
Normal People.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Hot under the collar, mate.
You saw a full dick in that. I was watching with my mum and my brother.
Well, mate, I was watching that one alone. And I remember watching it on BBC iPlayer, like through a VPN, and it was like lagging the whole time. And I was so annoyed in like the remote Vermont countryside, like refresh.
Oh my God. You're like, give me this.
Yes. Okay. So he was wearing a tank chinoise.
Yeah. He looked great.
Platinum.
I like that he wore a platinum watch to the Oscars. Now that's an Oscar
can
watch.
Can I just say, in my little article that you didn't read, and I gave top 5 watches that I would like to see on the red carpet. Or maybe it was like 7 watches. I can't remember. And I was like, I would love to see Austin Butler in a white Gucci tux with a platinum Cartier Aguiche, tank Aguiche, because that would be hot.
Ooh, platinum.
And was it hot or was it not? It wasn't hot. Aguiche, but it was basically the same idea.
Yeah.
It's a good idea.
I love that. You bring the like the caliber of the metal to like the caliber of the event.
Listen,
it's not a must.
No, it's definitely and not he's plated.
He's worn some of those musts to like other events.
Oh, that's so cute.
Because he's like, you know.
Yeah, also he doesn't know the difference.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. I had to provide a quote to GQ.
Yeah.
British GQ.
Yeah, not US. No. I don't think they know I exist over yeah. there. Even though they have cited my articles.
No. You know what?
Okay. Whatever.
I had to provide a quote almost as if I thought that Paul Mescal had some sort of agency in this.
Oh, please.
But you know what? He looked really cute. I don't know what those
he
little...
He's so good looking.
He's so good looking.
Although I think he was wearing Gucci.
He looked a bit weathered last night, I will
say.
No,
but I think that's hot.
I was looking through Getty and I was like, is there one picture where he like doesn't look
he's
like
probably
he's hungover?
Up all night.
Yeah.
Good Irish lad.
Yeah, he looked very Irish in those pictures. He's see After Sun. He's so
well.
Hot.
My friend Rom, who's really good at the commentary, posted a picture of him in the black tux at the after party. It was like it's Shabbat in Miami.
Oh my God. See, this is what we need. That's the kind of coverage.
Wait, I need to repeat some of his comments because they are so funny. Austin Butler is so hot. I'm going to die.
Oh, my God.
I wanted him to wear a white tux.
What was he wearing?
Black Saint Laurent tux. Oh. Super boring. But he looks so good. One of my favorite moments was Jamie Lee Curtis barefoot. In the crowd.
She's wild.
Rihanna, 10 out of 10.
Oh, yeah. She looked great.
Stunning. Aaliyah.
Each look.
Of course she did Aaliyah. Each look, stunning. The bump looks stunning. What about any other watches? Oh, yeah. So Michelle, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
RMA 702, baby.
She looked great. Sapphire.
Loved it.
She looked great.
Flawless.
Yeah. It's funny because... My friend, because I have like moles on the ground now. Yeah. And then they're like, somebody was like, is Michelle Yeoh wearing an Apple Watch? And I was like, again, we have to remind ourselves when looking at RM, our eye is so trained. But to most people, they're like, what is that weird honking thing on her wrist?
Yeah, for sure.
You don't know that it's like $500,000.
It was a good one. I've never seen that one in that colorway.
I know. I was furiously looking for an image.
I can't remember what happened. Oh, yeah. I do. Because, you know, there's a lot of people who know every single reference number where I work. But my favorite moment of the night was when I was the only person who was able to watch spot Idris Elba's Gucci watch.
Hey!
Because who else would be able to watch spot Gucci watch?
You're like, there is no reference number on that.
No, but I was like, this is my area.
Yes.
What else looked good last night?
I thought the Panerai looked great.
back to the Panerai. So here comes this glamorous woman that I don't really know.
She was in the Whale.
And she's wearing this pink satin Prada. It's so Prada.
Yeah.
Custom. She looks, the Mandarin color. Her face
looks beautiful.
Like, she's really giving Audrey Hepburn, like, funny face.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God, looks incredible.
Yeah.
Hang on a second. Is that a Panerai? And then I'm like, oh, with the custom strap too. Shit. Okay. And then I thought about it for a minute and I was like, okay. From the outside, kind of chic. Look kind of chic. Unexpected. Interesting. But then I thought, listen, if I'm going to the Oscars, A, I'm not wearing an Apple Watch, and B, I'm probably not wearing a Panerai. Couldn't she have worn anything else?
Well, I posted, I was like, Prada, .. and a Panerai? Yeah. ? And people were like, yes, can confirm that it's a Panerai. And I was like, no, I wasn't asking if it's a Panerai. I'm asking why it's a Panerai.
Well, it was just, okay, can I actually be real about that actual specific Panerai?
It's time to be real.
Be real. Time to be real. You're late to post your be real.
Oh, no.
So Nick Marino wrote an article about that being like an, you know, sleeper hit of a watch or whatever. It's not a bad watch. It's a small Panerai. You have to remember she's tiny. But, and there's a little moon phase and it's cute and whatever, but it's still a Panerai and it's a red carpet. Can't you just wear some joaillerie watch?
Oh, I haven't heard that name in years, Panerai.
You haven't? Yeah, okay.
I'm smoking a cigarette.
Don't know anything about Panerai.
Well, I just know that they were really big in the 2000s.
Well, yeah, that I know. But I know beyond that, I don't know anything.
I know that they were big in the 2000s. And now when you hear about them, it's because people are paid to wear them.
I think a lot of suburban dads wear Panerai. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like, and even me, who is like, oh, I love big offshores and like crazy independent watches, I'm not here for that Panerai.
Again, time and a place.
Just, I was just thinking of Mutya and like, they're like, Prada made you this pink satin custom gown and you put it with a Panerai? It was like my brain just like could not compute. It was too much. I did appreciate the strap. And it weirdly kind of looks kind of cool sometimes. I don't know. Anyone else that you want to call out?
Well, I love, I want whatever drug cocktail Nicole Kidman's on. I'm like, oh, I just want to be on what is her doctor prescribing her?
She, like, is truly one of the nicest people.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
And also, wig!
She just looks so good, though.
The wig was giving.
She looked so good.
She looked so hot.
She always looks good, though.
And she had her, diamond cocktail bracelet.
Yeah.
And then the little Omega archival piece.
Yeah.
And it was kind of just dangling in there.
But what's funny is at first I was like, is that bracelet a concealed watch?
Because you thought.
Because I couldn't see the watch. I was like, what is that? Her hair tie? Oh my God. That bitch couldn't be bothered to take her ponytail elastic off of her wrist. And then I saw the watch. Who else? Listen, I thought, what's her name? Lady Gaga.
Oh my God.
What is up with that drop waist?
Crazy.
But stunning from the waist up, though.
Yeah, she looked great.
Who else looked good last night? I just think Jessica Chastain is the most good-looking woman in Hollywood.
Like perfect. What is the golden ratio? The golden ratio. Her face is the golden ratio. It's just like we're predisposed to like accept her face as beautiful.
I think she's actually perfect.
She's stunning. I like so much so that I don't know anything about her, but like I want to see her play in New York because she's just so that beautiful.
I once was on an airplane with her, Julianne Moore.
What?
And get this, who's the other famous redhead? Susan Sarandon.
Yeah, yeah, Susan.
All at the same time.
What?
Flying to Cannes.
Oh.
Like 5 years ago.
Amazing.
And they were all on the plane at the same time. I was like, oh, these girls are taking a commercial flight. Iconic. Have you ever been to Cannes Film Festival?
No.
It's like, that's when you get starstruck. Because I think Hollywood is just so much more inaccessible.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Yeah.
Like pop stars. If you really want to meet someone, you can.
Yeah.
But Hollywood.
Yeah. Like gilded.
It's kind of gilded, right?
Yeah. Although last night was like a huge ad.
I mean, but that's what I'm saying. It always is.
I know. I feel like at Cannes, it's like a little more raw, like what you're seeing.
Well, it's very Europe.
Yeah.
Because it was just quite boring.
I know.
That's it from me. I mean, anything
watch wise. What did you think of Hunter Schafer's look with the feather?
The Ander Milamister at the party.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was into it. I mean, I'm not into it. What did you think?
No, that's why I'm asking you, because I was like, shit, she looks good. But then I was like, from a fashion perspective, what do people think?
I think it's cool and interesting and like the body looks amazing.
Yeah, snatched.
And like I wouldn't have picked that.
Yeah. But like, you know what would look really good with that gown though?
What?
A Panerai.
In, you know, with a white matching strap. I just like, I'm looking at last night's coverage and it's pretty shit.
Yeah.
I do love when people stand with one leg out there.
Oh my God.
It truly is my favorite pose.
Oh, like through the slit?
Yeah. It's like actually one of my favorite things in the world.
Oh my God.
Like, who else? Oh, Cate Blanchett just looked like Cate Blanchett.
I loved her.
Me too. Oh, actually, my favorite look of the night is quite controversial. Because I thought Florence Pugh looked...
Oh my God, people hated that look.
I think she looked insanely good.
Tell me why.
It's just such a cool outfit. I thought it was such a cool...
Who is it?
It was kind of giving me Rihanna vibe.
Yeah.
And...
I didn't know she was British.
Oh yeah. First of all, she is so effing hot. Don't you think?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I just thought it was like, I don't know. I thought it was like a fun, like cool look. I think the shoe could have been better.
Somebody was like, giving when I was in high school and I come down in my comforter and my lacrosse shorts.
Yeah. I just think people like to see really safe. Classic
thing. Yeah, like classic Hollywood.
And I think she looked so cool and contemporary.
With her little nose ring.
And the hair kind of matching the jewelry. And it was cool and she's so beautiful. Yeah. And I just think the shoe should have been different. It's like all in the shoe sometimes.
Yeah, can make or break.
But it was a fucking cool Valentino look. If Rihanna had worn that, people would have loved it.
Oh yeah, for sure.
So... You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. You just have to be like more, just like don't immediately judge a white girl. She's trying.
I thought she pulled it off.
I didn't have one feeling either way about
it. Okay, got it.
But then again, I'm just like half the time, I'm like, what am I really looking at? I can like instinctually, but I don't know the names of these things.
Any Brynn's just gone on a.
I'm trying to find if there's anything else.
I don't think there is anything else. Watch wise,
yeah,
Lenny Kravitz.
Oh yeah, the reverse though.
He looked good.
He did.
We and the jewelry on. He loves a little neck mess.
He invented the neck mess.
I love Lenny Kravitz.
He's so cool.
I think he doesn't get enough credit.
He's just been around for so long.
But that man really was out here doing important things musically, and people didn't give him enough credit.
Yeah, like as a musician.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like he's hot and cool.
Yeah.
But he really should get a lot more credit than he does.
Yeah.
And he looked great.
Yeah, he looked great.
I don't know what he was wearing, actually. I can't remember.
I don't remember. But I just remember the wrist candy.
Yeah, he was wearing a Reverso. That was kind of my second favorite watch of the night, I think.
Your first being Michelle Yeoh.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah. Because
she's just like flawless.
She's flawless. And I don't think there was any other watch that I was that into.
Yeah. If I have one advice for Omega is... tone it down.
Yeah, because
it's put it like, on less people because in such bulk, it almost cheapens it. Because it's so clear that it's all pay to play.
Well, the jig is up.
Yeah, the jig is up. But like every red carpet event, I can rely on their PR email listing like 12 people.
Yeah.
And I'm like, at that point, it's just so oversaturated that I stop caring.
Well, yeah.
But I like that Nicole picked like an archival piece.
She always does.
Yeah.
Because I think she's allowed.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know what I mean? She's yeah. Nicole Kidman.
I know.
Like, I didn't see them loaning out museum pieces to that many other people.
Yeah.
Maybe Kaya.
Yeah, yeah.
Because of mom.
Yeah.
But, like, it's, you know.
Yeah.
Nepotism.
Yeah.
And I feel that the Omega at the Oscars is a bit like sometimes at the Met Gala when you're like, everybody is wearing fucking Louis Vuitton.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh.
Yeah.
It was giving that.
Like, it's still a strong brand. Like, obviously, no shade to Omega. No shade to Louis Vuitton.
Yeah, but you're paying people.
And it's so, like, in bulk one after another that you're like, because most people don't even wear watches to these things.
Yeah. It's obvious, though, yeah. That, like, anyone wearing a watch.
Yeah.
Like, there was not a single person there wearing a watch for the love of wearing a watch.
Except for Daniel Kwan wearing his Apple Watch.
And that one guy who I don't know who was with Kelly Ripa.
What?
Wearing a Daytona.
I missed that.
He was wearing a Daytona, and I have no idea who he is. And I posted it in the Slack channel. Was like, who is this? He's wearing a Daytona. And everyone was like, oh, that's so-and-so. And I was like, American culture, I don't know it. So he was wearing a vintage Daytona.
Nice.
Yeah,
every now and then men will turn out with one.
Yeah, because he's obviously a watch collector.
Yeah.
But like, wasn't a single kind of organic watch placement.
Yeah.
Or like person wearing a watch.
That's why the spotting wasn't even that fun. Because I was like, well, I already got the press emails.
Yeah.
And you know Michelle's going to show up in her RM.
Yeah. The Panerai.
The Panerai was the curveball.
Oh, can we just end on a hilarious note?
Yeah.
The Rock. Clearly that man's out here getting paid by multiple brands. The Dolce & Gabbana Ballet Pink, he called it. On the red carpet coverage.
Oh my God.
Because I was watching Lauren Levan doing red carpet coverage on E. That was my favorite part of the night, to be honest.
The red carpet coverage?
Yeah, with Lauren Levan. And somebody was like fanning out over her. And like, it was amazing. Actually, 10 out of 10 for E.
Great.
Every time. Somebody was like, A, B, C, or E. And I was like, obviously E, are you high? And The Rock comes in with Emily Blunt. Because they got a funny thing going on, the two of them. And was it Emily Blunt?
Yeah, it was.
And she looked flawless. And he was like, yeah, this is my Dolce tux, ballet pink. And I was like, oh, right. Gorgeous. With an aqua racer peeking out of the hem.
Got it.
Pay to play, baby. Dolce and Tag.
That's the name of the game.
The Rock. He really is out here wearing outfits.
Fits.
Like fit.
Yeah.
What was he? Wasn't he wearing something gold recently? Yeah, I don't know. The Rock.
The Rock.
Who knew?
He is like, he is a lifestyle brand.
He wears Panerai. I think he does.
Now that makes sense.
That makes sense. Hey, never forget. Who was also, it was Vin Diesel who wore the Tank Francaise.
Yes, the love white gold that one.
What an icon.
He's hot.
What happened to Vin Diesel?
He's doing Fast and the Furious like 16. I'm not joking. Because I saw fucking Cocaine Bear in the theater.
You saw Cocaine Bear?
Yeah, because poor Jared.
Damn, you've really been out here at the theater.
I'm sober.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Bryn just got a knock on the door. That was so scary.
I know, I'm frightened.
My heart just dropped.
Are we being too loud? Is that why?
Oh, well, maybe because I...
We're just podcasting.
Is that your neighbor?
I don't know.
Well, I guess that means we've got to go, Bryn.
Yeah, that's our cue.
That was so scary.
More on Cocaine Bear in episode 24.
Ciao!
Ciao!